If you think it's hard to make it as a musician in the U.S., try Saudi Arabia. Music isn't officially illegal, but many Muslims there believe that music is haram, forbidden by Islam. So not only are there no karaoke bars, but shredding that guitar solo could really get you into trouble with the religious police. But that doesn't mean that there are no aspiring Saudi idols. Reporter Valerie Hamilton profiles one Saudi singer in L.A.
In a religious sense, there are always going to be people that are extremely offended with what I'm doing. There are always going to be people that think that what I'm doing is just blasphemy.
You call me dirty because you weren't ready. Are you scared now?
Rutana Tarabzuni has a voice, and she's not afraid to use it. This is a demo she recorded for her song Hunter, about the courage to be who you are. Tarabzuni grew up in Dahran on the Gulf Coast of Saudi Arabia. By Saudi standards, her family was pretty liberal. Unlike most Saudi girls and women, she didn't cover her face when she left the house. Her family spoke English and listened to Western music.
My dad was a huge Led Zeppelin fan. He loved the Beatles.
At school, she studied a traditional religious Saudi curriculum. But at home, she was listening to top 40 stars like Christina Aguilera, Celine Dion. She always loved to sing.
It sounds so cliche and like a film, but I really, truly just sang in my room with a hairbrush.
But concerts in her room were about as far as it could go. A music career was out of the question for one really basic reason.
The country doesn't allow me to step outside of my home and get on a stage uncovered and sing.
In Saudi Arabia, music carries a major social stigma. There's a tiny underground music scene, but for women especially, it's not like you can audition at clubs or play open mic nights.
No. No.
Instead, Tarabzuni finished school and worked in public relations for a Saudi oil company. Here's the part of the story, though, where fate intervenes. On vacation in Boston, on a whim, she went to a casting call. She blew them away. And then she went back to Saudi Arabia and started thinking.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this.
There was a way to become a pop star in Saudi Arabia, she realized. She just had to become a pop star in the U.S. first.
Everyone in Saudi Arabia listens to Katy Perry. Everyone in Saudi Arabia listens to Lana Del Rey. Everyone in Saudi Arabia will hopefully someday listen to me too. But it has to be through this channel.
Now she lives in a small apartment in an artsy part of Los Angeles, where she can meet producers, take voice lessons, and perform live on stage, building the professional singing life she could never have back home.
The biggest limitation that Saudi Arabia puts on us is just they limit the sense of the possible.
Back home, other women were pushing that sense of the possible, too. When Saudis protested the ban on women driving in 2013, Tarabzuni joined in via YouTube. This is her cover of the Lord's song, Team, with lyrics in support of Saudi women's rights.
And everyone's competing for the rights we will receive. Because what this palace wants is relays. We live in cities you'll never see on screens. Not very pretty, but we sure know how to drive free.
The video got more than 300,000 hits. Tarabzuni's first taste of fame. Then came the attacks.
It's really horrible what people say. Like, a lot of people say, like, I hope you die, I hope you burn in hell, you're a slut, this, that, and the other. I have just two extremes. People that absolutely hate me, and then people are like, oh my God, this is so incredible, you're so inspiring.
Those are the people she's singing for, the thousands of Saudi fans following her on Instagram and Snapchat. She says living her dream inspires them to live theirs.
So many people from Saudi just send me messages saying, look at what I just painted, or listen to this song I wrote. Little girls that are just really, really, really excited and believe that it's possible.
Tarabzuni hopes to release her first EP this year. The music business is as tough for her as anybody else, and for now she's just trying to break in. But at a recent show at an L.A. club, she was already there. On stage, in jeans and a sleeveless shirt, she sang about freedom and what she gave up to get it.
Gonna risk it all, gonna risk it all, gonna.
The song is called Never Going Back. Tarabzuni says it's about never again letting society's rules keep her down. She says one day she'd like to perform it on stage in Saudi Arabia. For The World, I'm Valerie Hamilton, Los Angeles.